Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, fathers and mothers, boys and girls of Iran, the other president of the United States. My fellow Americans and friends in Iran, you freedom-loving fighters, God bless you, God protect you, because my government won't, and your government definitely will not. I wish you well. We say a little prayer for Nada, the flower of the revolution, who was gunned down. I don't know how... the bullet that took our life, was it just fired at random by the street police, or was it a sniper who took her out? She died in her father's arms, and she is a true martyr. How sad, as she probably wanted to demonstrate for freedom, and her father went along for her protection. And then he got to cradle her in his arms as she bled out in the streets of Tehran. The Ayatollahs have committed outrageous sin, and they have to be thrown out of office. Sadly, the competition also has blood on his hands. But if this movement is allowed to die, as many in the United States House and Senate hope it will, the chance for freedom to ever arise again in Iran will be muted because the conqueror will learn its lesson that it got caught trying to get away with murder and was called on it when they lied about the election results. And nobody likes to be had. So we have a tribute to the Iranian people tonight who are trying to make the most of a very bad situation. So hang in there. Let me get a clip that I sent out in my blog today. I found it. I started off with a one-line insulting joke, and I made it my headline. And the headline read, President Obama orders ACORN to Iran. It's going to send in the troops. Those mullahs are all acorns. They are the Iranian acorns. Poor Iran must stand alone in its struggle for a fair shake. No help will the people receive from the entire world. No one is going to raise a finger to help you. Kindly, some embassies are opening their doors to the wounded and setting up first aid stations. I saw Portugal, I saw Australia, I'm not sure who else, but I know those two. And the Iranians on Twitter were telling people not to go to the hospitals, but to go to the embassies. Kindly, some embassies are open. Opening their doors to the wounded and setting up first aid stations. The Iranians who go to their hospitals are being arrested and maltreated. Women will be punished more severely than men in Iran. They are easier to kill. Yet I have to admire the courage of the women. I saw a scene, and it's the most prominent one. If you look on Fox, you will see it. Don't trust the CNN. CNN, they're all, Wolf Blitzer Rafsanjani is wearing a turban today. But on Fox, they had a scene, I think the guy got knocked off, he was one of the Basiji, a police, and he got knocked off his motorcycle. And about five or six people, somebody struck him in the eyes, and his eye was starting to bleed, and he was covering his face and begging for mercy, and the crowd came in kicking and punching, and one lightweight Iranian woman threw her body over him. She covered his head to protect his head as if he was a child. She held up one hand to ward off the blows. And all they could do was kick him, and she, and then they tried to pull him away, and she had to throw her whole body on top of him. But she was very brave, and she is a symbol of trying to make the best out of a bad thing. So women will be punished more severely than men in Iran. They are easier to kill. Yet one woman threw her body on top of a wounded soldier to prevent the mob from killing him. How brave the women are. They are calling this the lipstick revolution. They could use a Sarah Palin. I hope Sarah Palin speaks out about this. I hope she speaks out in place of the silence from the Obama administration. I worry for this evening, as there are more demonstrations planned. They should be programmed at the same time, like say 10 o'clock every day, in broad daylight, in case intercommunication is destroyed. Everybody knows every day at 10 o'clock there will be a demonstration in broad daylight, so that the doers of evil are exposed to the sunlight. The cover of dusk allows the Gestapo to commit more heinous crimes against those who were denied freedom. Once again, the American Party, who gave us 9-1-1 Part 1 in 1993, and the fait accompli in 2001, September the 11th, is hiding under the White House bed, waiting for a politically correct decision. They must have a windsock. They took the American flag down and they put up a windsock. They will trot out their time-honored buzzwords. You know what their time-honored buzzwords are? Shocked and appalled. When they're caught in a scandal, they are shocked and appalled. When they are caught with their pants down, they are shocked and appalled. While people die needlessly, murdered by the party that gave us the Beirut barracks bombing, Al-Khobar, and every IED that Uday Pelosi and Senator Nelson autographed from Syria when they flew there on American jet fuel in an American plane to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. And that's what the Democrat Party of Death does today. They lick the ankles of our enemies. The innocents demanding a fair election will be cut to pieces. The alternate candidate is no Joan of Arc. His hands are soaked in blood also. Hang in one second. Where were we before we were so rudely interrupted? I said that the Party of Death will trot out their time-honored buzzwords, is shocked and appalled. The innocents demanding a fair election will be cut to pieces. The alternate candidate is no Joan of Arc. His hands are soaked in blood also. However, a successful overthrow of one bad regime can lead to a more successful overthrow of the next bad regime. I am appalled, to steal a word from the Democrats, I am shocked and appalled at the cowardice of the both Republicans and Democrats not speaking out and offering words of encouragement to the people who are in the streets of Tehran. The Democrats are hoping that the revolution will be crushed, and then they can make their deal with Ahmadinejad, who's on their playing table. The Republicans are hoping that they're just biding their time. They're waiting for Obama bin Laden to make his first mistake, his first big mistake, so that they will have better chances of re-election. Neither of them deserve a re-election. Neither Republicans or Democrats. And I'll tell you, if you want to see a revolution, when you go to the polling booths, the voting booths in 2010, vote them all out. Vote them all out. Let the new crooks learn how the money travels. Let them follow the money. The money trail will be cold. Fire them all. You want to send a message that we're fed up? Fire them all. Then, do you know that oil? I hate to digress, but do you know that there is three times as much oil on the market today than there was when the first price increases hit us, when oil went up, ran up to $150 a barrel? There's three times as much oil. Do you know that oil has gone up $25 a barrel in the last 40 days? And now they're going to use this Iranian street revolution to jack up the price of oil further. And there's no reason for it. Absolutely no reason for it. And I wish there was a way we could buy less gas and in protest, showing support for the Iranian people and forcing those prices of oil down. The price rise in oil is definitely highway robbery. It has nothing to do with supply and demand. It's a giant ripoff. And whoever is responsible for it, we never go beyond the screen to see who's hiding. We should, no matter what it is, if a guy writes an article that condemns America, we never look at his background. If a guy makes a movie that condemns America, we never look at his background. We always take the surface value, and we never go into the deep, dark, murky waters of communism. Yeah, how sad. So, the innocents demanding a fair election will be cut to pieces. The alternate candidate is no Joan of Arc. I said that already. The best move the outgunned innocents can do to save on bloodshed. And it's not my call to make. You got to remember something about these people. As children, they were marched across minefields with nothing but the Koran and a green bandana, okay, to clear minefields in the Iran-Iraq war. So these kids have grown up accustomed to death, okay? And sadly, they have no respect for death. And so they're not going to be intimidated by an Ayatollah that tells them they're going to receive harm if they come out into the streets. They're not afraid of harm. They want what they want. And they know that today is their best chance. So the alternate candidate is no bargain either. But it opens the door for some maneuverability, where as opposed to no maneuverability at all. So the best move the outgunned innocents can do is a general strike. That is bloodless and says everything. Start with 1 week, then threaten two. The longer the cry for freedom is heard, the louder it will get, and many will change sides, and that's the key. If you can get the military or part of the military to change sides, you'll have a fighting chance. But you are on your own. It is you who must teach us, because we forgot how to fight for liberty. Our president has no liberty bells. Good luck, freedom lovers. God keep you safe. Fi aman Allah. Abu Tom, the American Fundamentalist. The Spirit of America Party Book.com. BlogTalkRadio.com. We are on Twitter, and we're watching Twitter, and we're broadcasting tonight on our own Radio Free Iran. God keep you safe. This is for Nada and her sister.
No!
today is Father's Day in the United States. And here's a father in Tehran holding his a daughter in his arms as she bleeds out. What a way to celebrate a Father's Day. And if you look in the streets of Tehran, and you look at the sidewalks, and you look at the buildings, and you see the businesses there, and you see the high rises there, you know that this is not a rabble of peasants that are going mad. These are people who have had their freedom taken away. It's been stolen from them. And you want to know something? Many of them weren't born in 1979 when it was taken away. And so they it's hard for them to compare yesterday to today. And they were born without freedom. And yet their souls search for it all the time. And that's something that we as Americans can't fathom. We are the silver spoon in the mouth, people. Everything has been handed to us by the greatest generation. The generation that went through the Depression. The generation that saved America from being taken over by European powers. And now we're giving the store away. It is truly sad. I'm going to dedicate it to Nader's father. I hope to find one that's appropriate. Hi, I'm back. I just watched 10 YouTube videos about the Iranian demonstrations and how they started off so peaceful. And there was one, I couldn't believe it. I mean, the people are unarmed. They're walking in the streets, all they're doing is chanting, and all of a sudden I counted 200 rounds being fired. Automatic weapons fire, machine gun fire, single shots. Unbelievable. And I saw the death of Nader. And how sad. How sad that one of the first casualties is a woman, a young woman. How sad. I'm looking at the Today in History in the United States. And on June the 21st, 1788, the U.S. Constitution went into effect as New Hampshire became the ninth state to ratify it. And on this day, Cyrus Hall McCormick received a patent for his reaping machine. The McCormick Reaper, you know, the wheat fields. Huh? From sea to shining sea. And the one that got me to show you the difference between then and now. I'll read the rest of them. In 1932, heavyweight Max Schmeling lost the title fight in New York by decision to Jack Sharkey, prompting Schmeling's manager, Joe Jacobs, to exclaim, "We was robbed." That's an expression, you know, "we was robbed." That has become a piece of information, an exclamation. In 1948, the Republican National Convention opened in Philadelphia, and they chose Dewey to be their presidential nominee. And Harry Truman beat him, and God bless Harry Truman. And that's from a Republican. In 1963, Cardinal Giovanni Battista Montini was chosen to succeed the late Pope John the 23rd. The new Pope took the name Paul the 6th. In 1985, scientists announced the skeletal remains exhumed in Brazil with those of Nazi war criminal Joseph Mengele, one of the first abortionists in the New World Order. In 1989, a sharply divided, this is the one that gets me, in 1989, a sharply divided Supreme Court ruled that burning the American flag as a form of political protest is protected by the First Amendment. So, from, what was it, 1788 to 1989. 1788 to 1989. In 201 years, that's all it took for the Supreme Court to take down America. And Obama bin Laden is going to see to it that the Supreme Court becomes more communistic. And we're all in trouble. But let me do another tribute to the young revolutionaries of Iran. How sad that such a young nation, and they are young once again, is being penned, channelized. Their assets are being liquidated by Ayatollahs who are sponsoring Hezbollah and Hamas instead of taking care of, you know, charity begins at home. Zakat begins at home. Hang in there, let me give you a tribute tune. Something to soften your hearts. The summer has not even begun and already Nader is gone. She's truly the last rose of summer.
Faded and gone. I'll not leave thee, thou lone one, to pine on the stair. Since the lovely
I am afraid we have not seen the evil grip of the mullahs yet. I think as they ratchet up their reaction to the peaceful demonstrators, they are going to exact a toll that is going to be very deadly. Once they feel that they are losing control, they are going to overreact, and a lot of people are going to be hurt. I wish to demonstrate as well. I see nothing but good intentions. The only thing they wanted was a fair shake. The only thing they were protesting was a bad count. And all they wanted was the truth. They wanted fair elections, and they didn't get them. They were lied to. And that's what happens when tyrants seize power. They don't let it go. It's like my government raising taxes. Once they become accustomed to the income, they want more. So let me find a tune of encouragement for the Iranian people. Those good people with good intentions who only wanted a fair shake. And instead, they incurred the wrath of fundamentalist terrorism. if the Iranian people were left to their own devices and got a fair shaker from their government, they would be very content. They would be very happy. They have plenty of assets. They have plenty of minerals. They have everything. And yet they're denied the ability to extract all of the assets that the land has, the nation has. And instead, they have become sponsors of terrorism. And unwilling sponsors of terrorism. I mean, you have islands like Kish and Keshem. They could be beautiful resorts. The sights to be seen are marvelous in Iran. They have probably a 10,000-year culture. They could live just on a resort money alone. They have plenty of oil. They never see the prophets. They can't even follow the prophet. It is sad. It is truly sad. They are great traders. I remember reading a story once. I think the president was Teddy Roosevelt. And he was in Iran and he bought a Persian carpet. If I remember the story. And the merchant, Teddy said, "Here's your carpet." And Teddy Roosevelt said, "How do you want to get paid?" I think it was he was going to make a carpet for him. And Teddy Roosevelt said, "I'll pay you now. How do you want to get paid? Do you want to get paid in cash or a check?" And he said, "Give me a check." And he took the check, and he never cashed it. He sent Teddy his carpet, but he never cashed the check. He used the check to build his business by showing people, look, even the president of the United States buys carpets from me. And that's what they do. They are all good merchants. And the world is poor without their products. The world is poorer without their products. And it is time that the freedom water has seeked its own level. So let me find a tune to make your day. Here is a freedom tune that can apply to any country. This one applies to mine, but it can also apply to Iran. And I hope you enjoy it. And I hope it resonates with you. And once again, on 911, to the people who sang the Star Spangled Banner in the gymnasium in Tehran and were beaten for it, thank you. Today is your day. Don't lose the moment.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues away, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King.
Left. I'll find a couple of tunes to play myself out here. As I think of Nada, I think that that is a girl who never even had a chance to find love and raise a family. And the Ayatollahs killed love. That's what they did when she fell. The Ayatollahs have lied to the Iranian people.
A blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why. A falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died. The night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. Blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died. The night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied.
And the one thing that's going to be missed the most is the smile on a pretty girl's face, because a smile travels for miles and miles.
A certain smile, certain face, can lead an unsuspecting heart on a merry chase. A fleeting glance can say so many lovely things.
suddenly you know why my heart sings. You love a while, and when love goes, you try to hide the tears inside with a cheerful pose. But in the hush of night, exactly like a bittersweet refrain, comes that certain smile to haunt your heart again.
Iranians had their vote stolen.